Good evening. Today is Tuesday, January 27th, 2026. This is the first Board of Apportionment and Taxation meeting following the election. I'd like to welcome Jimmy to the table. Good luck. And is Jerry on? Okay. I'd like to call this meeting to order at 6:06 p.m. Can we stand for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can we get a roll call?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Borelli? Mr. Borelli? Mr. Roche?
Present.
Ms. Jermaine Ezzo?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Ms. Mancini Wright?
Present.
Ms. Pirelli Silkoff?
Present.
Ms. Patel?
Present.
Mr. Silkoff?
Present.
Ms. Simon?
Present.
And Ms. Wobno? Ms. Wobno? You have a quorum, Madam Chairman, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much. Item
You're
number
welcome.
four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I have no changes. Is there a motion to adopt?
I motion, Jennifer.
Motion made by Jen. Second.
I'll second, Tina.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Agenda adopted. Item number five, public portion. Would anybody from the public wish to speak? Would anybody from the public wish to speak? Third and final, does anybody from the public wish to speak? Public portion is now closed. Item number six, approval of minutes. There's two different meeting minutes to approve. The first is Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. Is there a motion to accept the minutes?
Ashley, I'll motion.
Motion made by Ashley. Is there a second?
Bamini, second.
Seconded by Bamini. All in favor? Opposed? November 25th, 2025, meeting minutes approved. Meeting minutes for Saturday, December 6th, 2025. Is there a motion to accept?
Jennifer, I accept.
Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
Bamini, second.
Seconded by Bamini. And all in favor? Opposed? Let the record reflect the December 6th, 2025 meeting minutes are approved. Item number seven, financial update.
She's on. So put her on speaker there.
Yeah.
And just open your mic.
Laura, just let Louise know you're here.
Okay, thank you.
Louise, did you
thank
get that?
You. Yes, I did.
May okay,
I ask
thank
a
you.
Question? Ash, may I ask a question, Madam Chair? Ashley
sure.
and Bahima made the motion, and then you asked again for another one to approve it, and Jen and Bahimi approved it.
Correct. There were two different sets of meeting minutes. One was for no. Yes. So both were approved.
Okay, so Ashley and Bahima did the December, and Jen and Bahima did the December.
No, Jen and Bimini did December. Ashley and Bimini did November.
That's what I just said. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, returning to item number 7, financial update from Finance Director Brian Hall.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Brian Hall, Finance Director for the City of Derby. So tonight, we'll talk a little bit about the budget season. We're getting well into it. As you know, kind of per the charter, it was to send along a lot of the department heads' initial budget requests. Happy to say that we've been able to sit down and speak with most of them. Many of them have submitted their documents, most of which were in the packet. I'll talk a little bit briefly about what was submitted and where we're at with most of the items and how I see this kind of playing out over the next couple of months.
And if I could just, remind people, back in November, the meeting minutes at that point did reflect that, the mayor and yourself had put out to department heads that there was a request to make every effort to maintain a flatline budget. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Similar to the year before, the ask from the mayor was to keep budgets flat.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So the first department I'll just talk briefly about was the fire department, submitted by Gary Parker. As you'll see, he's actually a little bit below previous year's budget, mainly due to the breathing equipment. The expectation is we're going to buy a lot of the equipment that's needed this year with our capital funds and some other reserves that we have. So there wouldn't be a need to budget for this much next year. I think that said, I'm going to still continue to look through this with Gary. He is typically run over in some other departments, maintenance departments, and maybe a few of his other, actually some of his utility departments he tends to come over on. So we'll see. I would have every expectation that we certainly will end up at least flat, but I'll have to see if it makes sense to put some of this somewhere else rather than trying to scramble and find it later. In general, I think everybody has submitted these, kind of similar to years past. But what there are some changes I'm trying to work through with each department head as I sit down with them to try to simplify the process a little bit going forward for everyone as far as reporting standpoints, coding, and effort. So what you'll start to see in some of these is a lot less line items, all right? So where it makes sense to start consolidating things. Now, this hasn't happened on the fire yet because Gary just submitted it kind of per usual. But what I would plan to do is sit down with him and start to talk about what these departments make sense to combine. This way we're not doing a lot of transfers on these small departments if they're over or under by a little bit of money. And then, like I said, in general, we're not changing the approval process. All of the POs and everything still need to get approved and reviewed. It's just the coding should be a lot simpler for everyone if there's a lot fewer buckets. I think when you start to look at our reporting, if I can consolidate some departments and some line items, maybe what is, today 6 pages, we can get down to like 4 pages or something. So start to get to a place where it gets a lot easier for everyone to review the budgets, review the actuals, just review the data in general. I think, we've done our best to kind of mirror what's been there historically, but now it's time to try to improve some things where we can. So I will do that with Gary and work through that with his. I think the other issue is that, for a lot of the utilities, they're in some departments, they're not in others. The most important thing to me is that the approval process doesn't change, that all the directors are reviewing each of these bills that come in, making sure they make sense, making sure they're highlighting anything that jumps out as a problem. And they're all going to continue to do that. But whether they live within their own individual departments. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense. Quite honestly, I'm thinking that, in the city, we have one big department for electricity, and it, you know, all the bills come through, we're reviewing them, the department heads are approving them, but they all get coded to one place, and that kind of works nicely. Helps me also keep it all in one place when if we have to start to go negotiate for some better rates or look at renewals. I don't see why we couldn't do that with some of the other utilities, as far as natural gas, as an example, maybe some of our cable bills and things like that. So I'm going to take a stab at looking at that as well.
If I could just touch on one thing, and I truly do understand if once a department is getting money, you know, you don't want to keep playing back and forth like ping pong with money that's been allocated for each department. I would just want to be mindful that we know we have asked for flatline budgets. You know, when I did look at police, it certainly looks like they are coming in with an increase. And just knowing, you know, definitely frustration by taxpayers for trying to maintain to the extent possible a flat line, that we also consider that, and maybe consider that if one department head believes that this year, due to funding that's been provided through capital planning, that maybe we do use those monies to cover increases that, you know, we can't in other departments.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I'm not looking to just budget flat to do that if we think there's truly an opportunity to come down. I think it just didn't fire. I'm a little hesitant to budget lower given his history of continually always spending more. And a lot of it's unexpected, to be fair, with these fire trucks, but we're not getting the new fire trucks for 3 years. I know this last one, true. I think we're almost already at 100,000 of equipment. So I sort of struggle a little bit sometimes when I look at that, knowing if the next 6 months is asking for more money and trying to find it places to then budget less, just seems like we're setting ourselves up. So, but that said, exactly where there are departments where if they've never spent the money and they continue to not spend the money, you know, even if their budget was higher, I agree. Like, we shouldn't just set the budget flat. Like, we should actually be bringing that down a little bit to align more with the actuals. And I think that's what you'll see with some of the other department heads, where outside of the police and fire, you know, I actually sat down, we looked at the year-to-date numbers, we looked at the prior year, we get it in the format that you're all a little more familiar with as far as the Excel sheets and the different columns. So we have a little bit broader understanding of, again, the history, what's historically happened, how are we trending this year, what, if any, concerns do you have? And then you set your budget. And so that's more or less what we've done with most of the department heads. And, you know, we'll still do that with Gary. I did talk with Bri at the police. I mean, the initial proposal came in even higher than this. The mayor and I pushed back on, you know, one item that, you know, I know the police commissioner was actually looking to implement, but you know, it was going to cost $40,000. And again, back to the fact of, let's try to stay flat as much as possible. You know, we felt like that was one area where we could push back. And we'll certainly have him to present, but you know, I think what you're going to hear a lot on the police side is, you know, in addition to a lot of these being contractually obligated, they are having some staffing challenges. They've got some new recruits. Recruits take 6 to 9 months before they're really road ready. Other than that, they're really just an extra cost, because you got to send the academy, then you got to send them for ride-alongs. They don't count against your staffing. So therefore, if you've got a minimum staffing in the contract, you end up paying overtime, even though you've technically got a body. And that's really just sort of a function of where we are staffing-wise. Another officer went to the state police recently. So, you know, we are still having those challenges with folks finding better opportunities. And then it forces us into a situation where we have to now pay overtime and unfortunately incur some additional costs. So that's where the police and fire, the next budgets, again, on these sheets, we're talking about some of the smaller departments, the fire marshals department, where you'll see overall flat, down $168. You'll see some of this geography that I was talking about, where we've combined some of the buckets into, now you've got your wages, you've got your training, your education, your seminars, your vehicle maintenance, and general supplies. Everything else really could fit into one of those buckets. So we just thought this made a lot more sense. You'll have to just work through some of that geography by doing that. But, net net, all of the department heads that I met with were a lot happier with the new approach, where, now they've got to pick between three things to code things versus two, for, eight, and then potentially having to have to get a transfer for, maybe small dollars.
Now, I know that originally we had talked about for any department head that would be seeking an increase, that they would come in to give a presentation, and I'm just assuming that would be so with police. But I'm just wondering, I had a couple questions, and maybe you know them, maybe not. I'm looking at line item 4201-5503500. Accreditation manager is not put forward in this year's budget. Would you know why that is?
Officer Grogan, Deputy Chief Grogan did mention that to me. But I do not know exactly why he was doing it that way. So he'll have to speak to that when he presents. I will work with him to get on the calendar once we approve the adoption of the new schedule. We'll find a day, and I'll make sure that he's aware that he has to speak to that question.
Okay.
But that was obviously one of his areas where he was able to feel comfortable making a change.
Well, and then if I'm looking at page two, it certainly looks like there's accreditation software. There's a $3,242 increase to that line item. So I'm wondering if it was...
Yeah, is that a function of the two things? Yeah, it could be. I didn't get into it with him, so I'll have to. We'll have to see him here. I mean, I think he's likely going to be in the next meeting on February 10th or the 24th. So we'll ask him on those two times.
Okay.
Because otherwise, I think a lot of it is just salary driven, per the contract. I remember, even though it's almost $5 million in budget, there's only really $300,000 of here of what I'll call discretionary spending. Let's say those are what I'm saying, things outside of salaries and wages or things that are in the contract. So if you're going to go up 70 grand for wages, it's, that's a huge chunk of everything else that's there. So, I know that's why it's always a bit more of a challenge for them to stay flat. That said, there could certainly be some opportunities here. And I think the city's taking over computer maintenance. So, that's one I likely have to move, but may end up costing a little bit more than that with some of the upgrades we did down at the police station due to some of their challenges that they were having with their old equipment that was getting, hacked. So, you pay one way or the other. I'd rather pay and have the right software in place and hardware and be up to date and not pay threat actors who hijack our information. They're really the only department in here that's up that at this point would meet. I think my expectation is the Board of Ed is going to be looking for some sort of increase, so they'll be presenting. But the fire marshal, we're flat. The senior center is flat. We were able to figure out how to cover the additional expenses related to any increases that needed to happen on the salary side, mainly through the reduction of the instructors. unfortunately, but that's we haven't been spending it in the past. I know there's been some challenges with a few of the classes just getting the teachers anyway. So this made a lot of sense. And then again, reducing the number of departments in here, so it's just a little bit easier. And my goal, I think, would be to pull out where she's got Yankee Gas, electricity, and water. You know, realistically, pulling those three out and putting them in a citywide type account for those utilities, you know, will bring her down to now only having three departments plus her salary. So she, you know, again, very excited about that. I know she's feeling a little bit overwhelmed and was very happy about those changes. And like I said, as long as she's still approving and reviewing everything, I'm not concerned about the coding geography. The next department is Highway Department. So this one is, again, it's going to be actually down a little bit year on year versus budget. But there's a little bit of geography to figure out to get there, right? So within the Highway Department, this is showing up almost $94,000. Now, the bulk of that is what you're going to see. Well, there's a few different places, but the main driver of that was the increase in town aid. Okay. Now, town aid revenue that we get from the state for grant money shows up on the revenue sheets. So what you'll see is this same amount that we went up in expenses, we went up in revenue. So, you know, net net, that is flat. Okay. I know you're looking at one piece of it here. When you get the whole picture, you'll see that, okay, we're up in the revenue because the state's basically last minute kind of decided to give us more money. So the assumption is they're going to continue to give us that additional money next year. It's still early to hear back from the state on all of their funding, but right now the working assumption is if you got the money this year, you're going to get the same money next year. So that's that big variance, but it's not, like you said, that's going to get covered somewhere else. So that's flat.
Is that dependent on winter storms?
No. This is definitely true. This storm is pushing his budget, but I'm still think we're going to be okay, but I do have to work through that. If another one hits us this weekend,
well, and with this past one, once the governor declares state of emergency, I mean, does the state cover many of the costs for a municipality?
Not that I'm aware of. Mark, you aware of any big money? Yeah.
It's it depends. So like on a hurricane or a big event like that where there would be like water damage, so forth. There might be help like from FEMA and so forth. On these storms, like if they're extreme, I don't know that this one is going to meet that, but we did file the paperwork. OEM did file it. So if there's money that does, they decide that their money to come back, we're covered. So.
Okay. Thank you.
And you can use town aid money for these type of storms. So, I mean, it's definitely one of the items we can use. So that's why I told the mayor, even if we are a little bit light on the overtime budget and what we thought we were going to need, we've got that as backup. But you know, it's these storms got to stop at some point or we will have a problem. The other change is that there was a department, and again, where I could get rid of departments that didn't really make sense or have an owner. That's what I'm trying to do. So there's a department called flood control, and we cut a little bit of money from there that we hadn't been using and moved it into the Highway Department's budget, where Mike was, you know, managing this anyway. But now it's one less department and code for him to try to figure out. So, you know, when you net all that together and you take into consideration, he's actually down 2,500 last year's budget versus this year's budget. Through December, he spent about half of the money. So yeah, we've got the storms coming in, but there was some heavy purchases at the beginning of the year with the town aid, with some of the equipment we needed. So I don't, that's not going to continue like that. So there'll be pluses and minuses, and we'll have to keep an eye on it. But I think it's fair. Sanitation, on the other hand, that department. There's not much in there other than the contract that we have, and we're in the going into the third year of that contract, so that'll be the last year of it. But this increase has already been baked into that contract that was approved by the Board of Alders a couple years ago. So this is, a little, but 100. We cut it back as much as we could in this department from other places, but net net, we're still going to be looking for 96,000 to cover the sanitation contract, as it increases. And I present it with a highway. Technically, it is part of Mike's world, but that contract was done last year, and we have to honor it. So that will be something we're going to have to figure out. On the community center side, after the meeting with Dennis again, I'm going to call this flat. I guess it's, if you combine the two of them, you're short $557, on $328,000. So we'll call this one flat. I think there's again some geography. As you can see, we're getting rid of a lot of departments here where there was many small expenditures, and Dennis was really struggling on keeping track of it all. I think you'll remember Dennis is where a lot of our transfer requests come from over time. So this should eliminate the need to do a lot of that. Salary wise, there is a new position in here that will have to get approved by the Board of Alders at some point if it's going to stay in here. Dennis is looking to phase himself out. And we're looking to put somebody who's got a little bit more experience managing facilities in a role like that. Given that, the Ryan Complex is, the Peyton Field House is, approaching age 6, 7 years where things are going to start to break. Maintenance needs to get done. Things that Dennis isn't probably, and he'll be the first one to say, is not his area of expertise, maintaining buildings. So we'll see how that goes. Again, we're able to figure it out salary wise because he's going to take less salary for the new person. But net net, that's one of the big assumptions in here that will go to the boards probably soon. We did meet with some other. I know there's like still other departments that obviously aren't here. Met with the library, and there's one open item there that she needs to sort out with her board first this month. And then I said, okay, get that figured out, and then come back to me, and we'll finalize your budget. The goal is obviously to stay flat, and that's where she's trying to go back and get some more money from her board. There's a big. I guess like an endowment type fund at the library. It's up to almost 1.2 million, where they take a little bit of money out of that each year, around 35,000. It would be helpful if they're looking to fund some of these other things they want to do, to take it out of there. So that's kind of been my recommendation. So we'll see where they net out, and then I'll circle back on that one. I think the plan would be for things like that, we'll wrap that up. We'll get the Board of Ed done. In the calendar, I proposed February 10th is our next meeting. My hope is that pretty much the entire budget file is in pretty good shape. I mean, we'll still be calling it preliminary budget at that point, but at that point, we've got all department heads reviewed in the same format for everyone to look at. We'll have the actuals updated. What will be in there is all of the departments that I and my team have to really go update. Things like benefits, right? The state, we met with and heard from the state about their healthcare plan and what they're thinking when, and while it's not finalized yet, they don't finalize it till April, unfortunately, probably after we're done, their guidance right now is around 13.5% increase. So, you know, while that's high, and it is, they'd be still in a far better place than they were if we were self-insured. We have a much lower starting point to begin with. So a 13% half increase off of a much lower starting point, you know, still nowhere near where we would have been if we were self-insured. And I do get reporting that confirms that, that says, here's how much Derby paid. Here's what Derby's claims look like. And our claims are more than we were paying. So we're probably part of the reason for this increase. But that said, we're in the program and we're going to stick with it. But we're going to have to, you know, manage that increase. And that's really where I see probably the biggest increase in the entire budget. We'll end up being those healthcare, call it 13% increase. But I expect to have everything done. Like I said, I'm really shooting for that February 10th meeting to give you the prelim. First week of March, have the mayor present his budget to everyone. This gives us a couple weeks in March to meet and discuss any questions, concerns folks have, and then plenty of time in April to, you know, get this thing approved and passed. The you know, the last kind of piece on the revenue side that probably won't be approved on the 10th that could make it a little bit more challenging is, you know, with this being a revaluation year, the math gets a lot trickier. Obviously, we're going to be talking about bringing down the mill rate and how much are we going to bring down the mill rate. That's really what our conversation is going to look like, and we'll have to put some numbers together for you so that you can understand, all right, the grand list has gone up by this amount. The mill rate comes down, you know, what's the net impact of it? And so we'll, you know, walk you through that. But, you know, we are certainly going to consider every option. The big challenge with bringing the mill rate down is that you lose some state aid around the motor vehicle cap tax. So the state reimburses municipalities if you go above the cap 32.46. Derby's well north of that, and we get almost 1.2 million because of it. Now it's tiered, so the further you are from the cap, the more money you get. So it behooves us to stay, you know, honestly, from that perspective, as high as possible from a cap rate, so you don't lose those funds. The only way to make that work and find the balance between everything is likely to end up doing a phase-in of the reval. So rather than trying to do everything all at once, take the huge increases for everybody's property and figure out how do we absorb this big hit from the state. If we phase it in, then the property increases go up a little bit this year and the mill rate comes down a little bit this year, but we still get to keep the bulk of that tax, the state aid. So, you know, think about it. 1.2 million, you're going to keep 80% of it versus zero, right? That right there is 960,000. So, you know, then the next year, okay, now I'm going to keep 60% of the 1.2. So now there's another 720,000. So you start to add it up and you get to like 2.4 million. And that's $2.4 million from the state that we don't have to burden residents, commercial owners, or anything with any kind of tax break over the 5-year period. Obviously that's just one option we have. It still would have to get reviewed and approved at the board levels. So likely I'll give you a scenario with that and I will show you a scenario without it. And you'll see what the board's looking at when they're making their decisions. But,
and what was that cap?
The motor vehicle cap's 32.46. I mean, I would be projecting that if you were, for example, to do, if we didn't phase it, we would be below the 32.46. So pretty much the whole thing would go away.
And the amount we get now because of that?
$1.2 million. And the other issue that you're solving when you talk about lowering the mill rate is, personal property is another place where, unlike the residential properties, commercial properties that went up 61%, personal properties don't really move. Okay. So you're not going to see a big increase in the value of personal property. So all that's going to happen is those small businesses are all just going to pay less if the mill rate comes down. So I'm sure that's great, and they'll be happy about that. But, that's another big challenge with bringing it all the way down, right, to like a 32, for example. Well, now you got to find almost $1 million in lower taxes from personal property, right? And so the combination of the two just makes it extremely difficult to try to just do it all at once and handle it, So we'll see, but those are the things that unfortunately are just a function of revaluation. Everyone has to deal with it. I mean, not everybody necessarily has to deal with the state aid issue on the motor vehicle cap tax, but likely, there's certainly be other municipalities are going to have to do something similar. And, we reached out to the state rep about it. They didn't feel like there's much they could do on the funding side. And they just also mentioned about, a phase-in approach. That's really all I got about budgets and where we're going with this over the next, call it, couple months. Is there any other questions?
I mean, technically, I think by charter, like department heads, we're supposed to have at least a preliminary budget by February 1st. So, like for the library, did the city get?
We did. Yeah, I would say we did. The only reason I didn't want to skip send it over was just because I don't think it's final. You know what I mean? And until I get this last answer, and it's got to be coming from their board that's still got to meet in another week or so. I just didn't think giving it to you, was just probably going to create more questions than anything. So, these ones I either were submitted and we talked with them a little bit. Like I said, the fire was the only one I haven't had a chance to get with Gary on yet. The rest of them, we've all sat down, gone through it. This is likely where we're going to land with them all. Outside of, like I said, maybe that one issue with Public Works, there's a position that's got to get approved, but it's pretty close. So other than that, I mean, I think there's every other department other than Board of Ed, which is about to submit, I think, any day now. They've got the approval, so certainly can send that over as soon as that's done. I think all department heads really did what they needed to do. It's just there's so much of the other rest of the budget that's not driven by a department head that I've just got to finalize, including all the revenues. And then, like we talked about, that's not simple this year. So now there's multiple scenarios they got to get done. So I need a couple more weeks to pull it all together and get you an overall package.
Okay. So just looking at it, I mean, based on the fact that we know right off the cuff that the police and presumably the Board of Ed are going to come in with an increase, if we could just make note to have presentations by both of those department heads, the superintendent and the police chief.
Yep. Yeah, no, I'm going to work through that. Again, once the schedule is approved, I will give them those couple dates, and we'll see which ones they can make work.
Okay. Perfect. Does anybody have any questions for Brian? Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Item number 8, transfer requests. I am hoping that you'll just give us an overview.
Yeah, sure. So on this transfer request, so, talking a little bit about, Ryan Field and Peyton Field, and it is getting to the point where these maintenance things have kind of crept up on Dennis. This particular one was a test for all of the, it's like all the sprinklers, all the water throughout the facility. So It's a rather large cost to do this. You only generally would do it every 5 years. It doesn't qualify as capital expense, right? So we budget to spend almost 10 grand at the Peyton complex for these type capital improvements, but this particular test doesn't qualify. So, but that said, Dennis doesn't have the money to do it any other way, and it's got to get done. It's important maintenance. If we don't do it, it's going to cause more problems down the road, everybody knows that owns a house and delays doing work on it. So we need to get it done. I think the thing that made the most sense was to take the capital that we had assumed, we'll put it into the working budget, and then we'll move it out of the working budget, put it in his budget for grounds maintenance, where it's more appropriate and makes sense to go.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions on that? Okay. Thank you. Okay. Since there are no questions, would somebody make a motion to transfer $8,900 from miscellaneous capital from the Ryan Field capital in the amount of $8,900 from line item 4900-57503 to line item 5020-58500? Budget working balance to the working balance. Am I saying this right?
Yeah, the departments and accounts
Yeah.
that are, yeah, doing the right things.
Is there a motion?
Ashley, yeah, motion.
Okay, motion made by Ashley. Is there a second?
Jennifer, I'll second it.
Seconded by Jen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number two, transfer from the budget working balance in the amount of $8,900. Transfer from line item 5020-58500. Transfer to 4506-54303. To the Ryan complex for grounds maintenance. Is there a motion?
Jennifer, I motion.
Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
Tina, I'll second.
Seconded by Tina. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Line item number nine, adoption of the 2026 meeting calendar. I know last year we did schedule meetings, you know, pretty much all through February and March. But to be fair, we did end up canceling because, you know, there wasn't the need this year because there are most of the department heads are coming in at a flat line. As far as we know at this point, there's really only two that are going to have a projected increase. You know, Brian did work to lay out a calendar date. So this would be keeping and maintaining the fourth Tuesday of the month is our regular scheduled meeting. And adding another on February 10th, in addition to the regularly scheduled meeting on the 24th. And then pretty much meeting all through March and again through April during budget season, just to ensure that we have enough notice in the event that we need to deliberate and work through the budget process. Is there any discussion on this? Any questions or issues? Then I would ask for a motion to adopt the 2026 meeting calendar as presented. Is there a motion?
Jennifer, I motion.
Motion made by Jen. Is there a second?
Bimini seconds.
Seconded by Bimini. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Madam Chair, just as a reminder, if you need special meetings, you can call them. This is just to really the setup, the kind of the base. And if you need to add, you can add.
Thank you. Okay, item number 10, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Bimini. Motions to adjourn.
Motion made by Bimini. Is there a second? Yeah, go ahead, Jimmy.
Jimmy, second.
Seconded by Jimmy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, meeting adjourned at 6:51 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
You all good, Lord? Oh, you're welcome. No problem.